The following is a quarantine recording presented to you in Around Sound.
It was recorded with whatever was lying around.
Lady don't take no shit, insist on respect the sister, walk around like a womanish. She won't speak unless it's something worth saying, don't play. The girl take herself so seriously, people stare curiously. She got a natural way, her hips sway furiously. Yet luxuriously, carries herself like the cutest, most prettiest thing you've seen this side of the bay.
Hey, this is a special Election Day bonus episode of Lady Don't Take No. You might have noticed that we didn't release an episode last Friday, and that's because I'm out here helping to try to get out the vote. We'll be back this Friday with a full episode, and between our special guest and our first post-election day roundup, listen, just join me, because we need to be together on Friday. Well, here we are on election day, and it's a doozy, y'all. I've had all the emotions this week, and seven times those emotions in the last day or so. But you know what? There's a lot going on, and I'm here to help you make it make sense. That's right. It's our very special election week roundup. Ready? Set? Let's go. So y'all know how we do. It's time for our weekly roundup of all the things that Lady just ain't gonna do this week, because we know there's a lot more happening than just the election. Even though it seems impossible, it's actually true. Number one, things Lady just ain't gonna do this week. MAGA caravans. Yeah, MAGA. Uh-huh. This week, it was reported that MAGA caravans, MAGA meaning Make America Great Again, and then the caravans. Let me translate for you. It's white folks doing white folks things with flags and guns and trucks. Big trucks. So these MAGA caravans were running amok in cities across America. They tried to run a Biden bus off the road in Texas on the way to a campaign stop. And they showed up in Marin City to terrorize everyday Americans just trying to get their vote on and do the democracy thing. Look, the Marin City thing is wild. If you don't know where Marin City is, it's just like a hop, skip, and a jump from San Francisco. It's right next to the community I grew up in. And I can tell you, it's tiny. There's one way in and there's one way out. You know, these people drove their trucks from Santa Rosa down to Marin City to do a shit-starting parade in a community of a couple thousand people that, like I said, has one way in and one way out. Then, and this is the kicker, they said they were being attacked by BLM. Now listen, first of all, it seems obvious at this point that some people don't have jobs, families, or a clue. Because how do you have time to do stupid shit like this? Second of all, there was no BLM protest. Just a community of predominantly black and brown people minding their fucking business at 11:30 in the goddamn morning when they were ambushed by white people from Santa Rosa trying to start some shit. Now, if by BLM they meant black people, well, yes, they certainly did encounter black people. But this is that shit. They are intent on starting shit, furthering racist tropes, and sowing division. And the best part of this? Marin County was not having it. People stood up for themselves and their community. And even that liberal bubble got clear that this is the present if Donald Trump is our future. Now, anybody who didn't vote already who lives in Marin is now really clear about what they gonna do. So shout out to securing a few more votes for the home team. Still curious about why they didn't try that shit in Santa Rosa, but I got some ideas. Being from Marin, I can tell you, it's not all rich white people. Lots of people live in Marin, and lots of people who live in Marin don't play that shit. Even the rich white people. Other things Lady just ain't gonna do this week? Not have COVID relief. That's right, the Devil's Party went ahead and ambushed the American people by installing yet another mediocre in a very powerful position. You know, no big deal. Let's just put a woman in RBG's seat, you know, the legend, who has no record to speak of with respect to, you know, judging and shit. Anyways, Lady does hear, however, that she is quite good at resurrecting the ghosts of civil rights past. you know, back in the day when separate and unequal was the rule of law, she does seem to have that piece down pat. Anywho, turkey neck Mitch McConnell rammed that appointment through with no lube to speak of and then adjourned the Senate until after the election. What does that mean? No Rona relief for you or me or anybody the fuck else. Bills are due, we're in the eighth month of Rona's revenge, and there's no relief to speak of. But by all means, carry on. I mean, maybe you can sell a kidney or something to pay the rent this month. Other things that Lady just ain't gonna do this week. More Black folks with platforms being loud and wrong. Now, you know, if I'm sick of talking about it, I know you must be too. But I can't stop talking about the resurrection of Black folks with no clue what the fuck they're talking about. Latest on our list of celebrities gone Clarence Thomas includes Lil Wayne, whose lean was way strong last week when he showed up next to Donald Trump, looking like the dude your cousin been fucking and then brought home for the holidays, knowing good and goddamn well he's everybody's dude, if you know what I'm talking about. Turtleneck and ugly ass sweater included. Also, someone who made me reconsider the adage that we're rooting for everybody Black, Monique, who found herself loud and wrong talking about she's not for Breonna Taylor being on Oprah's magazine cover because Oprah murdered her career. What? What? Are you comparing Oprah to the police? Who murdered Breonna Taylor in her own home, child? Really? Then her man got on the same stupid shit she was talking about and said, and I quote, you guys, this is so stupid. I can't believe it. We should thank Ice Cube for talking to Trump on our behalf. Huh? What? Why? Ladies' lesson of the week is this. If you don't know about something, it's completely fine to shut the entire fuck up. Just hush. Literally, just hush. Because too many of these folks are riding the wave of the Black Renaissance, but they don't give a fuck about Black people. But also, some of this is our fault because we should not be taking leadership or commentary, frankly, from anyone who don't know how to follow. So here's what's happening right now for all those rappers turned chief advisors who now want to advise Black people about what's best for us, which really means what's best for them. So let me just explain to y'all what we're doing today, okay? So today, and what we've been doing, is voting out a racist, homophobic, transphobic, anti-immigrant, anti-woman, Rona-spreading, science-denying, conspiracy theorist narcissist who never should have been running the country in the first place. Could y'all stand the fuck back and be quiet while we handle this business, please? When we done, y'all can go back to being the bullshit that you were before. But right now, we busy. So could y'all sit down and hush, as my grandma would say, before I make you go and cut your own switch? That's right. Sit your ass down somewhere and leave me be. These people are a mess. Let me just talk about what Lady loves this week. And I'm sorry it's a short list, but you know, shit's real. So, voting. What else can I say? I mean, it's the last day that you can cast your vote, but hopefully it's not the last time that you get to do it ever. And the way this president is trying to do things, you know, that is an actual possibility. But I love, and my heart swells, at how hard everybody has been working, how much you are giving to make sure that this democracy has a fighting chance of actually being a democracy. I know it hasn't been easy. I know you feel anxious about what's next. But here's the thing. There's no need to be anxious because I can answer that question. What's next is us. Keeping it up, keeping it on. Building what we need to live well, to reestablish our dignity, to fight for our rights, and to put more power in the hands of more people. Power looks good on you, my friend. Let's keep going. My call to action this week is to keep your eyes on the prize. You've given a lot, and I know you're tired. I know I'm tired. I know you're not sleeping. I am sleeping, and I want you to sleep, but some of this is like pandemic sleep and also election day sleep, which I know equals no sleep. All of that. Maybe you've been paying attention, waiting for this day just to anticipate the moment when the hell goes away. Well, here's the thing. Making a thing go away takes sustained effort. So now that we know what it is, and now that we know what it looks like when we turn away, my call to action this week is this. Don't. No matter what happens tonight, don't turn away. Face it and keep pushing. The prize, in this case, is putting more power into the hands of more people. But if we're gonna lead this country, that's an everyday job, not an every 4 years kind of job. That's right. I did. I called you a leader because you are. Now let's get back to leading and build something more beautiful than we could have ever, ever imagined. Brick by brick, step by step. Feet on the ground, head in the sky, eyes on the prize. And that's it for Lady Don't Take No's Election Day bonus. You can catch our regular episodes every Friday morning to accompany you where you used to have a commute. We appreciate you joining us, and let's keep the conversation going. Tell us what's on your mind, tell us what you like, and tell us what you just ain't gonna take no more of. On Twitter, we're at Lady Take. On Insta, we're at Lady Don't Take No Pod. We're also on Facebook at Lady Don't Take No Podcast by Alicia Garza. We post ways to do something about things you hear on this show all over our social media. So if we got you amped up today, check out the socials to find out how you can take action. Please subscribe and write us a review and let the people know what you've heard here today. Our producer is Phil Circus. Our incredible theme is by Lateryx. This pod is supported by the Black Futures Lab. And I'm your host, Alicia Garza. Remember, vote, vote, help get out the vote. Call your friends, family, knock on your neighbor's door, and make sure they've had a chance to make history. That's right, I said it, because lady don't take no. Lady don't take no. Insist on respect the sister, walk around like a woman if she won't speak, less is something worth saying. Don't play the girl, take herself so seriously. People stare curiously. She got a natural way, her hips sway furiously. Yeah, luxurious. Love y'all.